The Monroe County Community School Board met last night and heard about the 2020 school budget, as well as the school corporation's iLearn results. Mark K. Winston, Assistant Superintendent of Curriculum and Instruction, shared the district's iLearn standardized testing data at the meeting. MCCSC had higher passing rates than the state percentages across the board for 2018-19.
It's important to note that we exceeded the state average at every grade level in all four subjects. Across the board, our priority groups met or exceeded the state average for priority groups in all areas. And while we continue to exceed the state across all subjects, we are certainly not satisfied. Our review of the iLearn results clearly indicate the areas where we want to strengthen our focus on the Indiana Academic Content Standards. Each of our schools has closely examined their performance, and they know what their students did well on and where they are struggling. The good news is that we are on the right path to make sure that our students continue to receive the high-quality classroom instruction that they have always received here in MCCSC.
While the school corporation's performance was better than the state's average, some board members were unhappy with the test overall. Keith Klein, vice president of the board, questioned whether or not these numbers even meant anything.
It takes so long to get the results, and we still don't have a decision about whether or not these are going to be valid results. So what value is a test that doesn't take us anyplace?
The Monroe Community School Board's next meeting is scheduled for October 22nd. In other news, the Monroe County Food and Beverage Tax Advisory Board met yesterday to discuss their revenue collections. For the August report, they received just under $230,000. Now, this number does not reflect the amount received in August. However, board member Steve Volan tried to explain the confusion.
Just to be clear, the August total, it's the month of September, we have an August total, and this reflects taxes collected in what period?
Yes.
Say again?
July.
Okay, so really, if we want to know what happened in July, we look at the August number that's reported in September.
Businesses responsible for collecting the F&B tax are forwarding the tax late. Consequently, the state is reporting its numbers late. Officials say it's also difficult to compare last year's revenue to this year's revenue because of inaccurate payments made last year. The advisory board chose to postpone giving its annual revenue report.